Hey guys, this is Esther Chang, and, welcome? Oh shoot, never mind. Okay, so, welcome. Yeah, and so basically today we're gonna be talking about the subject of dwarf planets versus planets, like normal planets. So you guys know your solar system, right? There's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto used to be one of the planets, but it's not anymore, right? And so basically today, we're going to be talking about the reasons why it got demoted and the similarities and differences and just like why dwarf planets aren't considered planets in general. We're going to like dig deeper into the subject. And yeah, so I hope you guys listen carefully and learn some stuff. So yeah. So maybe you were wondering, what is a dwarf planet? The official definition of a dwarf planet is a celestial body orbiting a star that is massive enough to be rounded by its own gravity but has not cleared its neighboring region of planetesimals and is not a satellite. More explicitly, it has to have sufficient mass to overcome its compressive strength and achieve hydrostatic equilibrium. I doubt you guys probably toned out, but so to make this easy on you guys, let's just say that dwarf planets are worlds that are too small to be considered normal planets but too large to fall into smaller categories. It's estimated that there could be up to 200 dwarf planets in the solar system and in the Kuiper belt. Hold on. Okay guys, so I just searched up how to pronounce it, and I was wrong. It's pronounced like this.
Kuiper belt.
So now you guys know how to pronounce it. Kuiper belt. I should have looked at that before I recorded this, but it's okay. Okay, so anyways, and another thing that I was gonna say is that the differences between the planets and dwarf planets may not seem as obvious at first, but as we dig a little deeper, you're gonna see the differences fairly clearly. So please bear with me as I try to teach you something that maybe you didn't know, but maybe you already did know. And you probably know more than me, but yeah, I'll do my best to say as much as I can in a way that you can understand. Is your kid driving you crazy? Then you need the Rocket Booster. It's the new toy that all kids want. It has 5 buttons. One button lights up the front. The other lights up the back. And the other two light up both sides. Wow, it's such a great toy. Only $19.99. And also, it flies up to 60 feet in the air. Wow! Buy it today at Toys R Us. Or order right now at www.toy.com or call 909-111-1111. Thank you. I doubt that none of you guys know what a planet is, but just for the sake of those who don't, planets are defined as to being celestial bodies that orbit the sun, have enough gravity to pull its mass into a rounded shape, which is the reason why they're round is because of gravity. Yeah. And also, they're able to clear the orbit of smaller objects.
Are you alone? With no one to talk to? No one to love? Not even a dog or a cat to care for? You need meetme.com, the latest dating website. You can start your free trial at just $5.99 per day. Go to our website and create a profile. Put all of your latest activities and adventures. Hopefully, someone will comment on your photos. And boom, you'll have a relationship like that. Here are some people who have seen the works of meetme.com. Let's hear from them now.
I got a nice man. Meetme.com changed my life. The $6 have been worth it. And my husband Eric loves me, don't you, honey?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, now you've heard it from more than just us. So, sign up today.
The similarities between dwarf planets and normal planets, well, first of all, they're both round because of the gravity that helps them maintain their shape, basically. It's just like the pretty obvious stuff, like they were both over the sun and they have moons that, yeah, they have moons. And yeah, so the old definition of a planet was that it was a body that revolves around a star and has a spherical shape. And if that was still the definition now, that means that it would include all the planets in the solar system today, and also Pluto, Ceres, and Eris, I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, I'm having trouble pronouncing stuff. But the new definition, it includes another condition, and it's that the body clears out the smaller objects in its way as it's orbiting the star. The differences are pretty much just the shape and the location. And the shape. An example of that would be that Pluto is half the size of Mercury, and it for Mercury to do about only 88 days, Earth days, to orbit the Sun, it would take Pluto 248 Earth days to travel around the Sun. That pretty much means that each time Pluto makes a circuit of the Sun, Mercury's already made over 1,000 circuits. And yeah, that's a difference. And another one is the location. And an example would be Pluto's located in the Kuiper Belt. I forgot how to pronounce it. Okay, but you know what I'm talking about. And this region tends to have an excessive amount of debris. And yeah, so Pluto is not big enough to quote-unquote clear the neighborhood. Like how I said, the definition includes another condition, and the body has to clear out the other objects like ice and stuff. And oh my goodness, that is the hugest oh my goodness. Okay, sorry, but okay, anyways, back to the subject. And that's the reason why it's been demoted. So yeah, even if you didn't understand a single thing that I was saying and you're kind of bored out of your mind, all I want you to remember from this podcast, well, the basic thing, is that the reason why they're not considered planets anymore is that after the definition changed and they made a new definition, the shape and the location of a planet affected whether it would be called a planet or not, be considered a planet or not. And yeah, that's all I have for you guys today, and thank you for listening.